shit, here it comes. Oh, shit. What the fuck, dude? What the fuck? What a fucking day it's been. Huh? Fuck. So this morning, right? I fucking get up. Head to, do my errands. Get to Lowe's. And talk about panic, bro. Panic set in. Like, I was stressed out to the max. Not because of COVID, but because when I went to Lowe's, I went and took a shit. And when I took said shit, I looked at my phone. And after I was finished pooping, I placed my phone on top of the toilet paper dispenser on top, right? And I go and I leave, you know? I fucking pull up my pants, flush the toilet, wash my hands, and leave. I'm walking. I check out. I go pick up my weed that I want, you know? And then I go home. Or no. Well, I'm on my way home, you know? I'm like, fuck, dude. I'm on my way home. And I'm like, looking for my phone. Going, what the fuck? And I'm almost home. And I've driven a good 20 plus minutes away from the weed store. Damn near 30 minutes. You know? Probably. I'm only like another 15 minutes away from home. I'm like, fuck. Dude, no way did I leave it on the fucking toilet. Fucking paper dispenser. What the fuck, bro? You know? I'm like freaking the fuck out. I pull over. I fucking quickly look in the truck, you know, in the typical spots. I'm like, fuck. You know? And I'm like, what the fuck? Freaking out. I'm sweating heavily because I'm stressed out, freaking out, panicking, you know? Because I'm like, fuck, dude. My phone's really important to me. Like, it's everything because it's got everything that I had, that I need, that like all the apps and shit, everything that's connected to it. It's like, fuck, dude, you know what, that you need to fucking come up with a system where like your phone, your account, or your phone, your whatever the fuck system remembers the apps that you had installed and downloaded on your previous phone. That way, when you get your new phone, they automatically all just, like when you log into your fucking Apple account, they ask, I wonder if, maybe I don't know this, because this is my first Apple phone, but ever, swear to God, the XS, and fucking, I don't know, dude, but they should. I know fucking Android didn't. Fuck no. I'm pretty sure if I were to factory reset this, well, of course that would fuck everything up. No, let's say I were to factory reset it, right, and then re-signed in with my account. Would it be able to remember the apps I've previously downloaded and had installed? I don't know. Because this is my only and first and only iPhone. So I don't know, and I don't care to look right now because I'm too stoned. That was honestly my third bong hit, quite honestly. So anyways, I'm upset, and I find $9 and a quarter in my fanny pack. I'm like, sweet. So I'm like, fuck, dude, that's enough for a joint. I fucking need a joint. I accepted that my phone was stolen. Well, because here's the thing. That's right. I went to Lowe's, right? I hustled back in. Dude, I freaked out. People were looking at me. Let's put it that way. I fucking go into the bathroom calmly. Look. It's not there. Fuck. All right. Check customer service. Go there. Ask them. They look. Nothing. Fuck. Alright, go to the next best counter, the big fucking counter by the fucking the bathrooms. The fucking it's where the doors go out to the lumber and shit. I don't know what the fucking desk that is. But anyways, I went there and looked and asked and nothing. I'm like, fuck. I'm really freaking out. Like, by the time I get to the door, dude, before the like as the door is opening, I'm yelling fuck as loud as I could because I was so fucking mad, dude. I was so fucking mad in the moment. I was like, fuck, dude, what the fuck? Someone stole my shit. So, I find that $9.25 in my fanny pack. I'm like, I don't want a fucking joint right now. So I fucking went to, and I had already went to the weed store. You know what I'm saying? I had already gone to the weed store today. I just got a little fucking eighth of weed for $40. I'm like, cool, I'm set. And then fucking scooted home without said phone. And then fucking, so I go and get my joint, pull over, step out, smoke. And then put my joint away and fucking hit the road. Get home. By this time, I fully accepted my phone is totally gone. Someone stole that fucker. Fuck. And the whole time I was thinking, fuck. All I want to do is message my wife to say, hey, can you look for my phone with the fucking locator thing? That, the family locator where the fuck, But I couldn't because I didn't have the fucking phone. And it wouldn't make sense for me to do that anyways if I had the fucking phone. But anyway, I'm freaking out. Well, not this, not anymore. Now I'm chill. I'm calm. I'm like, fuck. It's gone. So I have to deal with it now. And then I get home. I'm like, and I picked up like a bunch of painting supplies too for the kitchen, man. Like, I went to Sherwin-Williams first, right? Got there, picked up my paint. Well, first I dude, I show up. And when I get there, there's a sign that says stop, COVID, curbside pickup only. I'm like, fuck. All right. So I go back to my truck. I look online, go on their website, look for the paint I want, find the paint I want, call them, order it. All right. Call us when you get here. I'm already in the fucking lot, but they hung up. I'm like, fuck it. I'm hungry. I haven't had breakfast. I haven't had coffee. So I fucking went to the nearest Starbucks. And I got a fucking. But I didn't get coffee. It felt like something else. So I got a fucking. I never had one of these. It's a pineapple matcha. What the fuck? It tasted funky, but it was good. I ain't gonna lie. I think I know what matcha is. It's that green shit that my wife gets. It's powder. But I know it's good for you. But so I got it. But it was funky tasting, but it was good. Fuck. The pineapple and the matcha was a strange combination, I ain't gonna lie, but it was oddly tasteful. For sure. It's like fruit and like fruity pineapple with like I don't even know how to describe matcha, dude. It's a fucking matcha is the only flavor I've ever tasted like that. Matcha, it's like full of all these good vitamins and nutrients, I think, for you. Yeah. But anyways. Yeah. And then I got a double bacon. Double smoked bacon. Gouda, whatever the fuck they sell there, It's fucking dude, it's so fucking hot. Can't eat it, so I set it out for a minute. Like, I'm gonna kill time eating this fucking sandwich that I just fucking ordered. To wait for them to mix my paint up. Took me a good 30 minutes to eat the fucking sandwich because I was consciously taking my time to chew slowly and chew up all my food. And then by the time I got to the end of the sandwich, the last bite, I looked at it. I was like, fuck that. Seagull's gonna have that. Threw that shit out the window. I didn't want it. Fuck that. Took a sip of my matcha. And then called them. Hey, I'm here for my order. Okay. Go. I get it. All right, cool. Go. Fucking go to Lowe's. And it's annoying because I didn't want to go to Lowe's. I only wanted to go to fucking Sherwin-Williams because they have everything there, you know, like foam rollers. And before I can even ask for anything else, they hung up on me. So I was like, well, fuck. Fuck that. I'm just going to go to Lowe's. Make a day out of it. Fuck it. And it turned into a whole big deal. But I get home. I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to focus on getting this fucking kitchen done for my wife. So I'm working on it. I just finished the masking. Oh, before. Oh, that's right. So I posted on Facebook. I was like, yo, my shit's missing. Or someone stole my shit. This is not quoted, but someone stole my phone. If you need to get a hold of me, message on FB. You know what I'm saying? And fucking. I just start to go work. You know, I go up, I'm like. Because I did it in the studio on my computer. I put out the message, you know. And I went up, started working in the kitchen. And I get to the point where I'm pretty much done. Yeah, I finished masking. And I fucking come back down to the studio to check, you know, to see if, you know, my wife got a hold of me through Messenger. And she did. And she goes, you should check the truck because it says your phone is at home. I was like, oh shit. Well, fucking good. That's good. Well, fuck. All right. So I go and look. Well, no, I tell her, call it, you know. And she goes and calls it right when I fucking open the door, it starts ringing. Dude, it was okay. So my truck, you know, the center console, it folds down because it can become a third seat, you know. And fucking that, there's a space, a good like inch space in between the center console and the seat. And so it slid under, like in there, and was just chilling the whole ride. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? But thank God. I was like, fuck it. Because, you know, it's funny. It's weird. I notice like a trend. I notice a pattern. And it's like when you accept something has just like when you accept it, so for some reason it just decides to just like pops. Here I am. I'm right here. I'm right here. Why is that? Why is it sometimes when you accept that something has gone missing, rather than getting really super upset like how I did before, you just fucking accept it? I've done that so many times where I lost my keys or my wallet. I'm like, fuck, it's gone. But then it just pops up. I'm like, fuck yeah. You know? I don't know. Maybe it's just a coincidence. I don't fucking know. Who knows anything, really? You know what I'm saying? Like, we know what we know to the extent at what we know to this very moment. But how much is that? You know? And how much of it is actually totally accurate? Like, math, yeah. I trust the numbers, because the numbers don't lie. But, you know, what if, like, for example, what if all this is a fucking simulation, you know? And I mean, it feels so real, though. I mean, this table, you know, feels real. Feels pretty real. But there, I mean, I don't know. There's that, but then it's like, there's God too, you know, and the universe. And but what do we, I mean, what, because here's the thing, dude, like, microscopically, there's things smaller than us. And then there's things bigger than us, to the point where we're microscopic to that thing. So what if there's a bigger thing than the thing that we're seeing? You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck, dude? How big is this shit? And how, like, where do we fit in all this? You know? Like, what is our purpose? We're obviously aware of the universe, and so that means fuck. Like, what does it mean though? If you like, what does it actually fucking mean? No one knows, dude. It's all just theories, stories. Honestly, I can't speak too much on it because I've never read fully read the Bible, quite honestly. Just saying. But I remember going to church when I was a kid with my aunt Chris, my great aunt Chris. You know. She passed away from breast cancer though. Many years ago actually. I was real young. It was very upsetting. I was like 12 or 13 or yeah. It was the first time I think I experienced death, actually, with a person that I knew. And it was my Aunt Chris, and I didn't know how to feel about it. Like, it was very upsetting, but it was like, it was a feeling I couldn't describe because it was the first time I felt it. But, you know, I was too young to fully comprehend what it was that I was feeling, I feel like. Because it didn't seem like death, when someone dies, it almost doesn't seem real, you know? And I guess it didn't f almost seem real to me. And it was confusing. Like, you mean like she's gone, like forever? You know, like when you're 12, 13, you're like, wait. Like, and she is, and you don't see her ever again. And you're like, whoa, what the fuck? And then when, you know, fucking, you experience it with a parent, you know, like a dad. That's totally different. That's a different feeling than that. That's way that cuts way deeper. That's a deep gash. Yeah. And it also depends. I guess it depends on the circumstances of how your parent dies, you know? I know some people, their parents have died dramatic ways. I know I'm not the only one. I've met people, talked to them, you know? It's upsetting, you know? It's not, but, you know, that's not my plan, you know? My plan is to have to go out the way my dad went out, you know? My plan is to do it better. Like, boy, am I excited for next month? In a month, my baby is due. And I can't help but think, despite everything that's going on in the world, I can't help but think, wow, what a fucking time to be born into, you know? Look at the world right now. It's fucking crazy, dude. It's fucking crazy. Look at this shit. Look at what's going on, dude. It's fucking crazy, dude. The COVID, the media, the fucking social medias, the Twitters, the fucking Twittersphere. I barely even fucking look in that shit, dude. I'm barely on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Like, and when I do get on Twitter, it's just me posting a fucking episode. I don't even look at shit, hardly. You know? I tried posting shit on it. It's fucking like, yeah. The fuck? What the fuck ever, you know? Like, I don't know. I just got other shit I gotta do and worry about. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't got time. I gotta fucking do what I gotta do, you know? But yeah, I'm not very sociable on social media, I feel like, you know. Actually, I'm really not. I used to be a lot more. But I'm not because I don't know. I kind of like became more aware of what the fuck was going on in the world. With social media and everything, and listening to Joe Rogan really opened my eyes to certain things, quite honestly, with the people that he's had on, and the conversations they've had, and the way they talk, But yeah, fucking, it's a crazy world, man. And it's like, dude, after being around for nearly almost 30 years now, almost 30, after living in this world for almost 30 years now, I just, now it's like, whoa, dude. Like, you kind of come to a realization, like, yeah, the clock really doesn't stop. It's just gonna keep going, dude. And soon you're gonna be in your 40s, bro. And oh man, it's like, but like, knowing everything that I've known to this point, I'm still pretty young, dude. I'm like 29, almost 30. And what I know. It just, it's crazy. I can't put words into it because it's like my whole life has been preparing me to be a dad, I feel like. I didn't realize it in my early 20s, because in my early 20s, I was digging around. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was being a fucking 20-year-old. I was going to bars, partying, going to parties, seeing girls, doing that, just kind of hanging with the boys, working my ass off too, but, doing my thing. But now it's like something's like a gear switched in my mind when I hit like 26, 27, and I start my whole like perspective on things change and then the way I was like focusing my energy on things towards a different direction, things started changing for me, dude. It was fucking crazy, dude. It was. And it's hard to put it in words, but I kind of fell off of that trend for a while. I have. I really have. Because I've been dealing with my own personal demons, I do have my own demons I deal with still to this day, so, but I'm getting better now, so yeah. Not to get all like sad, but no, for real, I'm good. It's just one of those things in life where like it's those life lessons where like something occurs in your life and it's a eye opener. It's like it's a wake up call. I don't know. When I started like focusing my energy in a different direction, I started like self-educating myself and shit, dude. Like for real, I fucking went on Audible and looked up some courses from the great courses in fucking like in psychology and philosophy and about. And other things like a book called The 48 what was it, The 48 Laws of Na or Human Nature, I think it is, or The 48 Laws of Human Na or of Na I can't remember the fuck, but I mean I listened to it and it was very very interesting. And then looking at mice and then like taking that information and like breaking myself apart with it, it was and then knowing myself to that detail and then knowing It, dude, knowing myself to that detail made it easier to kind of read people in a way. It, honestly. And then, like, knowing that and knowing what I know, it's strange. Like, it's like I'm ready to, like, take on being a father and raising my son. It's incredible. In 1 month, I'm gonna be a dad. Fuck. That's awesome. Fuck yeah. Well, my 30 minutes is almost up. I'm looking at the timer right now. I'm at 26 minutes before I gotta call this quits. So I'm gonna go ahead and load up another bowl, my last bowl for this episode. And, gotta make this quick. If I run out of time, I can't upload that fucking episode. Come on. Where's my fucking shit? Where's my good lighter at? What the? Oh, motherfucker. There we go. All right, gotta pack this. But, and friends help, dude. Friends. Seeing friends help. And it's kind of hard with the shit that's going on, but seeing friends do help. Talking to friends help. So, cheers to that. Cheers to friends. Motherfuckers, I hope you guys are staying safe, washing your hands, staying healthy. I'll see you fuckers on the next one. Cheers, friends.